But now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, Kate Daly Show. Just trying to bring some common sense. Calm everyone down and bring some common sense to this. Just interesting thing we have going on. I guess there's not a lot of media that are... It's doing that. It's a shame. I wish more media was calling this out, talking about it in these terms. I'm so grateful to you for listening. And of course, I've got Uncle Milty with me today. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Also, just wanted to mention that Dr. Diet is doing online appointments through FaceTime and Zoom. So you can actually be working with them online. Isn't that great? 628 Diet. Now, like me, I've been eating Doritos like it's going out of style. And I think a lot of you are carb eating. And when you're stuck at home, it's kind of interesting how much you'll eat because it's the only thing to do. So if you're gaining weight, this is a good time to like stop and say, okay, because I call it the COVID 10. You know, everyone's going to gain the 10 pounds. Listen, you can actually go over and you can actually meet with them online, Dr. Diet, or go over and you can start working on this right now so you don't gain the COVID 20. You know what I'm saying? All right. So actually, they're just fantastic people, by the way, and they'll really help you with any questions you have, too. So I just there's lots of things going on. And when 3 weeks ago when we talked about COVID, Corona, whatever, it was interesting because we even said over and over again, there's many things playing out here. This isn't one thing. It's not one. It's many. And we'll talk about that on today's national show again, because there's some things added to the many things. And there's a lot going on with vaccines. There's a lot going on with I think Iran. There's a lot happening with China. There's a lot. There's a police state involved here that's going on. We have lockdowns, you know, in different states. So presenting this sort of police state. And then well, there's just so many. There's so many stories behind this, because people say the response is not, you know, of course, the response to this is far outweighing the what's actually happening. So we only have 1,040 cases in the entire United States that are serious with COVID. 1,000. That's the actual number today. The other ones that have this, we don't even know if it was a product of a vaccine that they got earlier. Who knows? That's a great question to raise if you're a critical thinker about this, is that there's 1,000 cases and we're shutting down the entire world economy because of it. So just to kind of bring that back in, I'm glad that they're finally saying this is how many are serious and this is how many aren't at all. Like, no big deal. Kind of like our last guest is saying, I didn't even have symptoms. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, this is kind of not ridiculous, but why are we doing all of this? I didn't, you know, I feel fine. Reminds me of that song, End of the World as We Know It, but I feel fine. So I was actually over the weekend, I said, why don't people bring some folding chairs and a table? It'd be really great if we could send a big message and say, you know what, the restaurants are closing. They really need our help, but they're staying in the to-go order business. But wouldn't it send a nice message, and wouldn't it be good if we took that table and chairs and sat in the parking lot and ate and tipped the person, you know, bringing out the to-go order and let them know that we're not going to see them go under because of this. And
are you crazy?
I put this on my city page. Okay. You would not believe the level of irrationality, insanity, hype, and fear. It was like the crazy on steroids. This is what I got told for saying that. Okay. I got told I was selfish, mean, don't think about others, have no love for my fellow man, that I am, I'm a horrible person, and that if I cared about people, I would stay in my house and I would eat. Okay. Now let me walk you down logic lane on this. I can go to the post office. By the way, why haven't they closed post offices? Just asking for a friend. I mean, we're all in the post office. Okay. Anyway, so I can go to the post office. I can stand in line with you. I can go to Walmart and stand in line with you. I can get gas after you and touch the pump. Okay. I can walk into a mini mart. I can do all of these things. I can take a walk around the block. I can be in the fresh air. I can go to the park. But if I eat outside, I am the demon. I am the demon woman. Like, you can't even get more demon than that.
You're trying to kill people.
And I'm trying to kill people. And I'm trying to infect them with a virus I don't have. Okay? Is this complete, like, the most complete? So there was one woman who just, like, I don't know, 30, 40 messages later of, you don't get it. You are, you know, you're endangering lives. You don't love your fellow man. You're horrifying. And then she put out posts on Facebook that she was going to sick them. Sick them, everybody. Sick her. Get her off the air. You got to get this show off the air. It's endangering lives. That level of nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she was right.
She works at a college. She's insane.
When she said sick them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because those people are mad dogs. they're just like mad dogs.
No, it was that bad.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my gosh, you guys, we've turned a corner of insanity. Like, people are losing their rational ability to think. When they said I was selfish because I was dangerous, I said, whose lives? Whose lives am I endangering? I'm eating outside in the fresh air on my own chair. What? How could that? And they said, it's okay if the businesses go down. They'll recoup. Don't be selfish. I thought, isn't it selfish to let the businesses go down? Who in their right mind would think that was okay? Oh, and I also got told I was with compassion, without compassion and without empathy, because I don't fear for the people that aren't sick, because we're all going to get it. I don't fear for them. I'm only fearing for the businesses. I literally got told this, you guys. This is the level of nuts in my own city. I can't post there anymore. I can't, because the level of insanity of people, it just, you can't even respond to that, because they're so far in the weeds, and they're crazy. These people are nuts. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, I find this rather intriguing. There's two kinds of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that are in full panic and rely on the government and stores and everything to provide for them.
Yeah.
And the other one is those of us who trust God and are at peace, and he's our provider, and he knows that we'll be taken care of, and we're at peace with that. So you can really tell the difference between the two people. The others have to hoard, because they don't trust God, and that's just the way it is. That's my opinion, and sticking to it.
Thank you. I love that, and it makes perfect sense. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
I think that was a great call.
I think
it really is a matter of people of faith and secularism.
I think, it is. And it's also just, they're not thinking it out. Because I said, look at all, just walk down Logic Lane with me. Look at all the celebrities. I think they're only testing celebrities and politicians. Mm-hmm. But look at these people. Is any of them dying? Are any of them dying? Do they look healthy as they parade themselves on the talk shows? Are any of them sick? You know, somebody went on my page and said, my cousin is Ben McAdams. He tested positive. And I said, and I know he's not sick because I've seen him on every talk show parading himself around. Yeah, I get it. He's not sick. These people aren't sick. But if you and I get it, we're going to die. We're totally going to die. I mean, we're on death's door, you know? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi,
my
there.
Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Hey, I'm just doing my normal thing. I'm retired, so I'm at home anyway.
Nothing new for you?
But I'm going shopping tomorrow.
Are
I'm
you?
Getting my groceries if the store's open.
Oh, man.
I'm from behind enemy lines in big California, so greetings to mini California.
Oh, wait,
there.
Wait. How's the lockdown going? This is a we're asking you to stay in your home and only take a walk around the neighborhood, right? This is like an ask right now, or is it a tell?
You know, I didn't really pay attention. I don't listen to the radio. I don't have cable. But from what I see on Facebook from other Californians, it seems like, I think they have stopped, and some of the bigger cities, actually, they like San Diego, the cops did pull this lady over who's the head of security at a Kroger's supermarket.
Right.
And she has a letter from Kroger's that shows under the state edict, whatever, King, what's his name? I've lost track of who the governor is. But anyway, it's semi-voluntary. They're pulling some people over. They're making a show, like government usually does. They got to rattle a saber. Mm-hmm. They got to make an example here and there to show who's boss.
Right.
But I'm thinking this is a politician's dream come true, because they think of us as useless eaters anyway. Mm-hmm. So now they're turning us into that by force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Shutting down an entire economy for 1,000 cases in the hospital. And that's, we don't even know they're in the hospital.
The real objective, mission accomplished, is the increase in government power, the decrease in our freedom, and the increase in the amount of money they can extort from us.
Yeah. Right, right. Thank you.
That's mission accomplished. I imagine that big banner that G.W. Bush had, that every time something like this happens and they achieve their real goal, mission accomplished, man.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks, Daniel.
So glad to cheer you up.
Well, thank you for the damage report in Cali.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. I've had to talk people off the ledge a lot, but I just wanted to tell you that the level of nuts in my own city limits is what has me a little more nervous, because it's not even this. It's what's next. What comes down the pike next is actually going to affect a lot of us. And this level of brainwashing that's been going on with the press, and it's the boogeyman, it's going to come get you. People were freaking out when they said, we have a case here. This is all I heard, right? Oh my gosh, there's one case in Southern Utah. And I went, okay, we're still the same. We're still okay. We're fine. One case, and believe me, the triage unit at the hospital, I think, is monitoring it quite closely, because they had nothing else to do. They set up a triage unit 2 weeks ago for what? So they're fine. Believe me, they're on it. They're on it. And you know what? We're all sitting here going, so what, a one case? Who cares? That one case, and we're all flipping out?
Well, I had the same thing. I had somebody contact me last evening and say, hey, there is a case. There is a case.
Oh, my
here.
Gosh, there's a case.
There's a case.
A whole case?
And I said, don't worry. It takes two to tango. And they said, that's not funny.
That's not funny.
That's not funny.
You don't love people. You don't love your fellow man. If you say it like that, we have a case. You should just be now scared. Boogeyman, it's going to get you. It's awful. Don't walk outside. I did see a guy on a walk, and I'm pretty sure my city would like to arrest him for taking a walk, because he's endangering the lives of others. This is how bonkers my city is. Like, I don't know about your cities out there.
Well, how long can you have one case?
Yeah, look at Mark. He's
because
tested
somebody
negative.
Had to infect this guy.
Yeah, oh, it was travel. He went to Hawaii.
That's what they said. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what they said.
But it could be now. How long's he been back?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the one death in Utah. Now we have a death in Utah, except that they're not really telling you about this death, because they're saying it's over the age of 60. Well, then how old was the person? Why can't you just say how old? Come on, let's have it. Was he 90? Was he 100? Was he? And it said that he had underlying health conditions. But if I point this out, I am mean, and I by the way, I'm serious. I demonize the dead. That's the next crazy thing is, I don't care about the dead. I'm cold-hearted. I'm just pointing out that the person had other stuff going on. Wait to the autopsy, because I doubt they're going to be able to say it was even COVID. But they'll say it right now in the stats, and that's the scary part. They're including it in the stats without really knowing, because it has all these people have underlying health. So I'm just, for the crazies out there that have lost their ever-loving minds, the insanity, the irrationality, calm down, please calm down. You're worse than the virus will ever be in my state. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450.